Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me again today is my co-host, Frank Jack. How you doing today, Frank?
Doing good.
Okay, so we're going to talk about... What are we going to talk about today?
So today we're going to talk about an important topic. We're going to talk about dating and how important it is.
Oh, God.
No. Listen to me.
Is this going to be one of your... Is this going to be one of the podcasts where you just ramble on and then I have to... And then you're not going to let me speak for 5 seconds?
If you never shut up, we'll never know. So... No, but seriously, you ask a very successful man what their best investment is, what do they usually say?
I don't know. What do they say?
Do you not know any successful people? Anyway, the first thing that they say usually is the wedding ring they gave their wife. That's what they usually say. And it's very important because, you know, a good woman can elevate a good man, but a bad woman can destroy a king.
I've heard that one.
Anything can happen. I mean,
I've also heard that the woman's always right. it's always like I've heard the statement that in a tie it always goes to the woman, like they lose 1-0. Guys lose 1-0.
No. So anyway,
you don't agree with that?
I don't agree with that.
Why?
Because I don't like what losing.
So Frank, in your experiences with women, do you choose your battles? Is what my point is.
Well, I'm single, so clearly not. But anyway, back to that. It's very important. I mean, you look at people like Benedict Arnold, for instance, top of the Patriot Army. His wife was a loyalist.
Wait, Frank.
Talked him into betraying his country. We saw what happened there. And then you have good women.
Hold on, Frank. We got to get a centralized topic about the podcast. What are we going to tell the listener? Like, they all know half of this stuff. What are we going to talk about?
If you stop talking, I'll tell you. And then. There's some important people like Conor McGregor and his girlfriend. She's a great woman, and look where the level she's elevated him to. And so it's very important. So there's got to be... I want to talk about today are tactics you use when dating to determine the quality of the female.
There we go. Finally.
So what I do, especially when I date women, which I don't know how effective this is, like I said, single, but one thing I do is... I get a group of friends that I trust the opinions of, or don't trust the opinions of, but understand what their mind is. So, for instance, when I'm dating a girl, I usually bring her to a place where my friends are. She thinks that she's going to meet my friends. Really, they're judging her. Like, seriously, like, I want essays at the end of this about what they think. And sometimes, you know...
Just give them all questionnaires. Type up questionnaires and then say, check yes.
No, the point is they can't know about it. So what you do is, though, you don't trust everybody. Obviously, some of your friends, you don't agree with anything they say. So you got to know how you feel about your friend's opinion and then take that opinion to evaluate the quality of the girl. Now, why can't you just evaluate the girl yourself?
Yeah.
Well, the reason
that's
is
my point.
When you first meet the girl, you're all gaga and this and that, and you miss things. When you're in that light of first meeting someone, you're not seeing the details. You're seeing perfection. You're seeing an angel. She could barely be a junkie. So you never really know. That's why you need people that got your back to evaluate the situation for you. Because and it's also very important to make sure you have a quality girl. Because and it's very important to make sure your friends approve of her. Why? Because if something happens and you break up, who's got your back? Her? No. Your friends are the ones that are buying you beer and bringing you to the strip club.
Yeah.
So it's always really it should be a group decision, really. It really should be a group decision. Obviously you're the most important vote. But you should really take other opinions into it when determining a proper girl.
You see, when in college, I had this professor. She was kind of, I think she was like a cougar, secret cougar. Anyways, and it was like week one of the class, and she was talking about how relationships are like a bell curve. Frank, do you know what a bell curve is?
I have a degree in finance. Yes, I know what a bell curve is.
It's like a bell curve, you know, rah, 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 everything's okay. And then everything's perfect, you know? And then it's like a roller coaster. And then... Well, you know, that's my experiences with dating because I've... The longest relationship I've had... I don't want to disclose the amount of time, but... I'll just tell you right now, it isn't that long.
So anyway...
What?
Back to relationships. And I understand you haven't been in long relationships, but back to this bell curve idea. And I don't think it's necessarily a bell curve. But
okay,
what it is in the beginning of the relationship, you're in the honeymoon phase. Now, the thing about the honeymoon phase usually lasts about 4 months. You're humping like rabbits. You know, it's just, but and that's what adding, they can do anything, and it's pretty much good. After you get that honeymoon phase, that's when the work starts. That's when you're over the gaga stage, and you have to get to, can we work this prolongedly as a relationship?
Frank, you hurt my feelings. You don't even care about my dating history?
I was using your bell curve example to move to something more important.
And then I rambled on like usual.
Would you like to tell us about your dating history?
No. I already said too much.
No, it's fine. We got a dumpster we can light on fire over here if you want.
No, I just... I had the typical dating, you know, going on in high school and college and stuff. And, you know, I just haven't found someone serious in a while, Frank. I mean, I'm new to the... I'm still... Well, can you still say you're new to the area 8 months in?
Sure.
When does that end?
You can say you're new to the area as long as you want.
No. But when does it stop becoming effective?
I think after 20 years.
Huh? What do you mean?
After 20 years, you become a lifer at that point.
No. You didn't understand my question.
I did understand. When are you not new to the area anymore?
It's
20 years.
New to the area crap, when does that not become an effective response when it comes to, like, all these dating websites and stuff?
Probably 2 years, as far as dating websites are concerned.
Okay. Well, I've been single for a little over, well, I would say a year and change, and I'm in no rush, Frank. You know?
You don't need to be in a rush. You shouldn't be in a rush, because... It's like you said, it's very important. You can have houses,
I've had dates, but if
you don't have a girl, a good girl, a very, very important fact with a girl is a girl that manages money correctly. It's very important. And especially with a girl, you know, these new age ways of doing relationships doesn't work for me. I could never do it. I'd rather be single the rest of my life. See, these old age relationships, you know, you have your family, you got your money, that she got her money, who cares whose money is what, you mix it all together and you work as a team. Nowadays, you got, the girl's got her account, the guy's got his account, they got another joint account they pay bills at. You got more commingled finances with a roommate.
Frank, I feel like the friends with benefits thing, we haven't touched about that on that yet. I feel like that's gotten kind of people, unfortunately, the sad part about 20s, not the sad part, but the part about dating nowadays is that people want to get to the home run right away. They don't know how to elegantly treat a woman, or vice versa. It's not even the other way around. It's like, okay, when are we gonna bone? And it's like, it's not about, you know what I'm trying to say? People don't take time to actually get to know the person before wanting to get to the end. I feel like that's a missing element.
Well, like it's because
it's built on trust. So that, I think that beginning part is overlooked. Those are the relationships that last, are the ones that you build, like you get to know the person and their background, and then when shit gets rocky, you understand, you have a backbone, like a, you know what I'm saying? Like a backbone to go on. Like when problems happen, you're like, well, I understand he's this, he's that, and you get through.
Well, there's two people you can blame for that.
You don't agree?
Hugh Hefner and the sexual renaissance.
You haven't said, do you agree with my statement or not?
I understand that that's the way the world is these days. And a lot of it has to do with the internet, too. People want instant gratification. And a lot of people want instant gratification. And, like you said, Playboy, porn.
The back pages?
You get your instant gratification, and people want that at all times. Friends with benefits is not a bad thing. Because, you know, people need their release. While you're looking for a quality girl, it's not bad if you want to buddy shack up to fill your needs while you're looking for someone of quality. I mean, there's a usefulness of everything. Everything has its own usefulness. But, you know, you gotta think about things in a well way. A lot of girls that say things like, you know, I won't date a guy that doesn't make six figures. Well, and then they get mad if, you know, that guy isn't exactly a quality guy. Well, you know, what do you expect if you're just looking for money? So, the thing about it is, you know, everyone has to be more emotionally mature. So, the thing about it is, so it's both things. And, you know, guys sometimes, you know, they want to slip into girls' pants quicker. So, it's a lot of things. Both sides really aren't perfect. And nobody's perfect. If you think someone's perfect, you're missing something because, you know, everyone's human.
Right. So I have a question for you, Frank, since you seem to be more the expert than I am.
I know nothing about relationships, but I know about good ideas, and I know about how to make things work, and I know about what you should be looking for.
Yeah. Where are you on the line that, guys, my theory is that, and this is what I've always done is, I've always paid the first date. Second date is, you know, if she wants to split it or whatever, is fine. But every single first date that I wouldn't say every single one because there's been times where I just haven't been, it was like a last second date, I didn't have the money. But anyways, almost every single planned date, I've always paid the first date. Where are you on that?
I always pay. But the thing about it is...
No, every, like the first date or just every date in general?
I pay all the time. But anyway...
Really?
Anyway, you know, nothing makes me fall in love quicker than a girl that pays on a date. There's nothing that makes me happy. There's nothing sexier. Girl could look like you, for God's sake. If she pays on a date, I'm already interested. It's very interesting. But I mean, you know, that's good. That's good for longevity because a guy's not going to want to keep dishing out the money. So if you guys, you know, he pays for once, you pay, you mix it up, you know, you're more likely to move in a better direction. But I mean, people get too caught up on the little things, the money, the what you do for a living. Every time a girl asks me what I do for a living, I always want to tell her I'm homeless. Because what the hell does it matter?
No, it does. It does matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, here's why it matters.
You can always make money outside of your job. There's a lot of people that don't make shit for money at their job, and then make a crap ton in the stock market.
Here's
they make
why
a crap
it does
ton
matter because you want to.
It
know,
doesn't.
Because your whether you like to believe it or not, Frank, your occupation does say something about you.
What does it say about you? That you can study a book?
Well, no, to be honest, it's 2017. I mean, they'd be able to tell you if you have some sort of educational background, if you're not a dumbass and you're not going to get, if she gets financially invested, are you stable enough to control her stocks? And are you financially able to trust with the mortgage? I mean, the fact of the matter is...
Your job has nothing to do about your fiscal responsibility. It has nothing to do with it.
Hold on. So
you know, I know a lot of people that pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
You know what I mean?
It's nothing to do with your financial stability.
You know, let me finish. Because, okay, who's she going to pick? Is she going to pick a janitor or is she going to pick a stockbroker from New York? Like,
hopefully it has nothing to do with it because stockbrokers work all the time.
Well, janitors do too.
Janitors work at night, yeah. But I mean, it shouldn't have anything to do with it. I mean, yes, I mean, it would be nicer to have a more wealthier girl or a more wealthier guy. But that's not it. It's
well,
about
if you have kids are expensive. I wouldn't know.
What happens? What happens if you lose your job? You still have to be with that person.
Ding, ding, ding.
You lose your job. You have to be with that person. You're a team. You have to work together.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're poor, rich or poor, if you're only in there for the job and they lose their job, then what? Everything falls apart.
Yeah.
It's really all about quality and finding someone you're compatible with to work as a team. Because that's what a relationship is. It's a team. It's one and two. And the problem is with today, you know, everyone wants instant gratification. They want the perfect everything. And that's why you see divorce rates are higher. And, you know, I mean, and you know what they say? You know why they say divorce rates are higher?
Why, Frank?
They say divorce rates are higher because women have too much respect for themselves these days. And I'm not saying that women having respect for themselves...
No, that's a good thing.
Is a bad thing, and it's a great thing. But what I'm saying is, you know...
Listen, we want to promote, you know...
Let me stop. Let me keep continuing. So, well, anyway, what happens is, you know, men, you know, historically, don't always treat the woman the greatest. Now women have higher standards. Men can't get away with that. Divorces happen. Men have to raise themselves to a higher standards. And they have, and which is great. And yes... Relationships don't last as long as they should, and we should work towards, you know, longevity of relationships again. But, you know, I don't want to see men change too much because I don't know about you, you walk down the street, we got guys with man buns now. We got man buns. Guys are starting to act more like girls. It's really kind of retarded.
And I remember in college, a professor once told me that, he told the class that that's actually a barometer. I kid you not, Frank. I can't remember the exact verbiage from the professor, but it has something to do with hair. Like, guys that have short hair are more... I forgot the word he used, but the guys with shorter hair, like normal hair, are more intellectual than guys with long hair because some sort of something in the brain or something.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, I know, I swear.
It has more to do with discipline than intelligence, I'm sure.
That's what I, yeah.
There's lots of long-haired people. Most long-haired people are very intelligent. Look at all these hippies that became the leader of Apple, the leader of Microsoft.
Is there something about... Guys with shorter hair have more success in life. I'm like,
it's because it has to do with self-control and it has to do with
grooming yourselves.
And when you're in an interview, you know what I mean. It's a lot to do with that.
Yeah,
you know, if you have longer hair, sometimes you have to be more of a genius on your own.
I think that was his point, but
I don't think it has anything to do with intelligence. But yeah, that's what I just want to talk about. Is sometimes, when we're looking for relationships, we worry about too many other different things that aren't important.
Well, I wanted to let's continue on this conversation. I would like to talk about. You have an example, Frank, on a date that you think went well. Like, you have an example of your with any dates that you want to talk about. Do you remember? There's no first dates that stand out or anything.
Well, there's a lot of things about dates that stand out. I mean, not one specifically, but dates that usually get second dates are when you're talking to a girl and the conversation flows. I mean, too many times when you're talking to different girls from different backgrounds that you're just like, wow, is there something wrong with me? Why don't I know anything about what they're talking about? Then there's other times where you have to get kicked out of the restaurant because they're closing because... You guys keep talking, and it just flows so well.
I would agree.
I think there's nothing better than a date where there's good conversation.
I would agree. I've had the best success with dinners, and it's probably not even close. I always do, and sometimes the dinner in the movie is good, too, sometimes. I feel like that's an underrated pair. People say, oh, it's classic, dinner and movie. You know, let's not do the classic. Let's go do something else. But I feel like the dinner in the movie is a old standby that I've used, Because you talk first during the dinner, get to know them, and then the movie, you get a little, a little close,
See, me, I want to know what you're made out of. I don't care about food or anything else. When I want to go on a date, and very few girls ever want to do this, which leads to a lot of reasons why I'm single. But I like to do something physical, like working out or like trampoline workouts or like mini golf. Something where I see...
Or tennis.
Something where you see where how they deal with you just see because in those things aren't as going great and you see their up and downs you get to find that way quickly. If a girl doesn't like your laugh, if she's gonna chase you through the house with a knife and hit you with a hammer.
All right, so let's get to our sensible and cynical thoughts for the episode. Frank, you're up first.
Well, my sensible thought is in today's world, people concentrate on too many different things, and I don't think they think about too much about quality of relationships. They just think about, I want this, that, and this, and that, the quality. Another sensible thought is men, we have to work harder sometimes to think logically when it comes to women because, God or whoever created us, bacteria combining, they may play a bad joke on men when they made all their blood rush from their head to their penis when they got an erection. And so it's very hard to think and have that at the same time based on biology. So they played a bad joke on us at that point. So it's always good to make sure that you're thinking in a relationship and so you don't put yourself in a bad situation. And like I said in the finance podcast, you're not paying that, you're not making those bad decisions and paying child support for 18 years.
Okay, my thought today on this episode, Frank, is going to be cynical, actually, because I want to talk about the people that stand people up, that don't even show up to the date. Now, I've had experiences, I've had experiences where I've been stood up, and I just want to talk about that, how I think that's just the most coward move ever, and especially in today's society with Bumble and, Tinder and everything. I mean, and Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook. Like, how hard is it to message somebody and say, hey, I don't think this is good? It shows a lack of character and, quality of person that you don't even need to associate yourself with anyways. But I just want to, take this time to just shame it, really, Frank. Just shame it. And I hope that if you're listening to this and you're talking to somebody that you're just not interested in, just, you know, give them the common courtesy of just saying, hey, this is not going to work out. And I'm sorry, we can still, you know, we can still text if you want to be friends or whatever. But I just hope that people have more, you know, courtesy with each other. That's all. That's my statement for the episode, Frank.
To add to that, behind every crazy person is someone that made them crazy. Now, a lot of times you see girls, they complain that guys keep messaging them, they don't respond. You know how do you you know how you fix that?
Yeah.
Tell them you don't like them.
That's what I'm
saying. They don't know if their messages aren't going through sometimes.
Were they cryptic?
They don't know what's going, you know, they don't know. Maybe you didn't get the messages. Phones don't always work. You know, just respond and tell them you don't like them. You see that a lot more in the North, that people actually tell you how they feel, than in the South. They try to be nice and they just ghost you.
So
I don't think, if you want a guy to stop talking to you, tell him, don't ghost him. Thank you.
All right. On that note, thank you for listening to this episode of Sensibly Cynical. Have a good night. Thank you.